recording now. The question I ask you is, did you manage the restroom or did you continue working?
I did both. I worked at the clinic, and I also hired a young woman that could really, really manage. And so she went by my orders, and I backed her up. Whatever she did was fine with me, because she knew her stuff. And she helped me a whole lot. I had a night manager and a day manager. And we had 35 employees, and I put them in shifts, and we opened from 6 in the morning till 12 at night. And
did you consider the business was pretty much a success? Did you make good money?
Didn't, yes.
Why did you give it up then?
He thought it was wearing
me out. She was carrying the whole thing. Mostly because I decided.
Well, you had too many other things going on too. He was all over the country with this company. Plus he'd come home and at night he'd be maybe doing, he had an office in the back here too. And he did ice back here. And he'd come home and he would really be swamped and tired out.
So when did you sell the business or did you just close it out?
Closed it out.
We closed it.
Uh-huh.
We had...
When?
69.
Yeah, it was 69.
We had... Somebody bought the building, offered. Took it apart and took it up north to a cabin.
Yeah.
A hunting cabin.
What happened was that we had several offers of people who wanted to buy it, but I had seen too many restaurants close and new owners and the name run down and throw back in their land, and I did not want that. So we decided rather than have it do that, we just get rid of the building and lease the property, which we've done ever since. But that was, as I said, we put 5 foot of film.
Was that still your property then?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Where McDonald's bought it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, not all of that stuff.
Well, on the northeast corner.
Northeast corner.
Well, next to Roth Party Store.
Okay.
All of that, beyond the Beaver Roth's is ours.
Okay.
But,
that's the part I believe where he uses as a
used car lot. But we bought that from Altman, and we, as I said, we started with nothing. I had to borrow these cents. I even had to get my food in there, the first delivery of food to open that place on time. I mean, the company is trusted. And there wasn't a road. When we first bought the property, there wasn't a road through. 10 miles didn't go through there. It was just Altman's farm.
How far did 7 miles go?
Went to Sheldon, or to Center Street, which is Sheldon now. And
well, 101 up to the racetrack.
Up to the track, that's all.
Oh, okay.
And then, but they put that other extension through later. So.
And that was,
well, now coming, I'm talking about coming from the east. Did it end there at Northville Road then?
Yes.
Coming from the east?
Yeah, it did. It did then, yeah, when we bought it.
Well,
we bought the property, it did.
And
we had an inkling they were going to put the road through, but it wasn't through when we bought the property.
Well,
anyhow, it was a very, as I said,
but Northville Road was
was through.
Oh, you know? Yes.
That's
yes,
why you had the idea of a drive-in there.
Drive-in, yeah. Well, anyway, we had the kind of idea. It was about, well, how many years did we operate it? From 57 to 69. It wasn't 57 to 69. We had it. And that left the train. We bought the first property, put up the building, bought another 60-foot Maltman, paved it, I mean, put in fill and paved it, and had all kinds of things done, you know. What if we put two or three additions on it, and that length of time, and paid for every dino that we had, you know, released it.
I was just trying to think when they changed the fairgrounds to the
Yeah, but I can't tell you the date either.
I've been told that it used to be fairgrounds too, but I didn't. No one has told me when that changed.
Yeah, they held the county fairs every September, and we always got ground.
And that was more fun than more.
It seemed it rained and rained and rained every September when they had all that. Well, now Betty Allen would know that.
Yeah, Betty Allen too.
Yeah. Her father was Dr. Snow, and he's part of the driving club. And the driving club is what developed the racetrack.
I guess mostly because we went out of Prescott downtown, like we were in the past. It makes a big difference.
How about the, has there been any change in the configuration of the churches in the time you've been here? We've talked about businesses, same churches, more or less, except the relocation of the Methodist church, or?
The Lutherans built a church.
Are the same churches here?
Yes, that
the
were here.
The church was built. Well, see, Walter Krauss built the Lutheran church. At the same time, he was remodeling the clinic for us. Is that right?
The Baptist church, of course, was at the same
church.
Spot.
Yes. Yeah, the Baptist church. And OLV has changed considerably because it was a little tiny white church over on that corner.
That's been changed
orchard.
Again quite recently.
Yes, but this is way back. It's just a little white church over there. And then this was the house here, which is sister's house now. Belonged to the Stewarts. And the Stewart used to have the drugstore. Yeah, what's now Northfield Drugstore.
Uh-huh.
Stewart was a pharmacist. And they lived right over there in that house.
When you say there, for the purpose of the tape, that was Main, right?
Main and Orchard, the corner of Main and Orchard.
You live right across from Nelson Street.
Yeah. And Harper built that house right over here that was Nelson Schrader's. Jim Harper.
Yeah.
Which was an old Orchard.
This whole area from here.
Was Bloom's Woods.
I don't know. It was West.
Was Bloom's Woods. I remember the day when this was just a trail up by here, and we used to come flowering every spring. And from here to Beck Road was Bloom's Woods.
Flowering? You mean wildflowers?
Wildflowers, yeah. Lilies, all kinds of wildflowers. And we'd walk up in there, you know, and wander around and get these flowers, and it was beautiful back in there. And I remember one time, there was a dead horse right out here in front of Bloom's residence, which is Main. And that thing laid there for 3 weeks because it was just a trail and nobody paid any attention. And up back of us here was what we used to call, it was Cousin's Woods, really. And it was just a woods. In fact, they still own that piece up in there. And that was right behind us here. Caldwell, you go right up Caldwell. This is me. the Greta Caldwell out of Alger, but it's a cousin's Crawford store. Thank you, Martha. Anyway, I think the churches, that's about all I can think of difference in.
Well, the Methodist church.
Well, she had that.
Yes.
She had that out here, yeah.
That's been moved quite recently. Well, I mean, compared to everything else, it's recently.
Well, then the other thing, the Presbyterian church is built onto.
It's the same location where
yeah.
you know it.
Evelyn Grinnan, I think, donated some money to her estate, didn't she, to them, to build on that. Yeah, I think it was built at Social Hall or something. Miss Evelyn used to be a customer of my father's, so she came into the store and visit with him. So it was Grinnan Bakeries. Maybe Grinnan.
I was going to that wooden floor scoop.
I didn't get that on tape though, Doug.
Oh.
You were saying something about your Delma's father arguing politics, were you?
My dad was a staunch Republican.
Yeah.
And
D.J. Stark, who was the postmaster,
was a Democrat.
Across the street was a district on the Democrat.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard some pretty strong quotations, I might add, that I can recall. They're not bad, but anyway, in the political arena,
uh-huh.
they always agreed to spark the fly when they got together. But it was all in friendly.
Didn't you tell me that this one man was the only Democrat in town?
Yes.
DJ? Yes, at that time. Yeah.
It was
he had a rough go over it, but he had a good political job.
Mm-hmm.
So, until Phil Ogilvie came to town, then I guess there was two or maybe three.
Two Democrats then. But I was a Republican from the word go.
Sounds to me like most of the people were.
I've been delegated to the Republican Party.
Everybody was.
I'm a Precinct 1 delegate. I belong to Wayne County
Second
Committee.
I was very liberal, and her dad just said, all of a sudden, I don't know whether I want to talk to you or not.
Well, my dad is a real, and well, I am too.
Well, we used to be that way.
After all, I belong, I'm, as I said, I'm a member of the Wayne 2 Committee. And, no, I guess that's Princeton, maybe you don't know that. But anyway, I've always been involved in the Republican Party.
You cover most of the things you wanted to talk about.
Well, do you want to know the things I've been active in the committee or in the
yeah.
town?
Yeah.
Well, I belong to Women's Society, the Methodist Church. I was president of that. I belong to Women's Club, Veteran of Foreign Wars Auxiliary, Western Wayne Cancer Society. I was president of that. And I'm a Republican delegate from Northville. Wayne, too, Republican committee also. And, let's see. I guess at this point, does that cover it? I'm going to drop out of some of the things I used to be active in.
And besides the Rotaries, what all were you active in?
Main thing, I mean,
well, didn't you belong to the optometry?
Oh,
any
yes.
of the organizations
oh,
there?
Oh, sure you did. The state?
The
board.
I never took any active part as far as the office of the
board. Oh, I knew something else. I don't know if this was all that, but he was a commercial artist before he was anything else.
Were you?
Yes. He worked. Well, he went, graduated in commercial art from Tech, from Cass Tech. And then he worked for Detroit News for, in the layout department, where they laid out the ads. And then he worked for Ford Motor, where they color matched the paint. In other words, every batch of paint they made, he had to match up the color.
Was that before you went into service?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, while you were in the service, is that when you became interested in optometry?
No.
When you came out, you had to change.
Yeah, I had to change because I was, at that point in time, I felt that to finish up what I wanted to do was to get something that I could step into instead of taking it. Finishing up on a course like medicine and having to do 4 years internship afterwards, which would mean I would be 30 years before I could start out on my own. So I went into optometry and tried to finish that 4-year course in a year and a half. I did finish it in a year and
a half. Summer and winter.
Because of this.
He went right through.
I had a lot of credits to finish. And Roman, I agreed probably that would be the best way for me to go, so I went there.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I, to this day, I think I regret not being able to do it.
Really? Well, how many? You had 25 anyway, didn't you? 22. Well, I know I was alone most of my life. Of course, that's probably why we stayed married.
Well, I want to thank you, both of you. It's been a delight meeting you.
Okay.
And thank you very much for your time.
Well, let's see. Is there anything else?
It's
all the same statement.
Well, I was just going to say that since I've been in this town, that there are at least two men who I feel I owe the best part of what we had today to what they were, what they meant to me, and what they've done for us. And one was John Yerkes, who owned the North Carolina Company, and the other was Russell Atkinson. That's not to say that there weren't others.
What about their contribution to the city, though?
Their contribution
uh-huh.
to the city? Well, I would say that probably you'd look a long time before you find anyone who's done more for this town in terms of the individual relationship of person to person than Russell Atkinson.
I would say that too.
I really believe that.
I believe that with all my heart.
Not because I think so much of him, but because I truly believe that
he's a very dedicated
what
man.
What he has done in the past over the years, many people
don't realize what he's done.
In fact, there's too many new people here so that they don't know what he's done. They don't know, for example, how many years that he spent with the school children in the athletic department, and he gave his time freely.
Yeah.
And as far as Don Yerkes is concerned, I don't think there was ever a man who walked the streets of Northville who had a greater desire to do for his fellow man than he did.
Yeah. them. Both of these people all agree.
Not only in my own case, but in other cases.
Yeah, me too.
But of course, that's not to say there's not others. I think of, for example, Cliff Hill. I know that a lot of people who may still be in town have thought he was not what some of us think he was, but I let him know that probably thought he was.
Well, we didn't mention that. He was part owner of Travel Plans. Cliff and Don Cliff had the Travel Plans before it was Northville Travel Plans.
Cliff had a feeling for youngsters.
Oh, he did.
That he never...
He adopted two or three.
Yeah, he never stopped to reason. So it might go, but he'd do whatever he could do for him. Almost any youngster on the station. And they're still over me, for example. A lot of people, if they look back at his records, and they might appreciate what he did for this town while he was attorney. And yet, there's always, there are a number of people who would say, well, he's a city attorney, he didn't do much, but he gave up his time. And there were merchants in town. I don't find people like that.
Uh-uh.
And I don't think it's because I'm old that I'm saying that. I truly mean it. I've had enough experience with people in all walks of life. And I think I can safely say that Mike Gunsell, for example, was the brother in Old Charlie Latin, in the sense of communicating and
Old Charles Friedel, also.
Charles Friedel.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got the wrong guy.
Charles Friedel, yeah. Who was, in the sense of doing for and having regard for other people, humanitarian, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, Frank Mitchell, this guy.
Yeah, here's another one.
And,
Frank who?
Woodward. He had the DNC, or had the first.
Yeah.
Well, it was Woolworth, then. No, it was Woodward's dime store first.
Well, at first, way back when.
Yeah. Well, we're talking
over.
About old, you know.
Yeah. But
those people,
you know,
he's right. They were.
If you sit and think about it, realize made this town. Even at the time you didn't realize what they were doing for.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, today it's historical because Mike had kicked me that bite. But I've been in terms of history, but Mike Allen, for example, he's done a great deal for this town that a lot of people don't appreciate. Maybe because they don't know it.
Mm-hmm. This is part of it. Well, I'll say everything Doc has said, I say amen.
Well, I think that's nice that you thought to say it.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Sure. Because it's just exactly the way it was. Those people, like they say, have to make the time. Or like you said, have
well,
to make
another
the
man.
Time.
I forgot who?
Harold Bloom is another one.
Uh-huh.
Well, he lived right down here, two doors from us.
Mm-hmm.
Three doors, the third one. Yes, he was. Now we visited them this winter in Florida. The Ely's are another group that's always been good. Yeah.
You know, who was in the superintendent's school? Ammerman and the other one.
Oh, Ammerman. Oh, yes.
Ammerman and the other one was terrible, but didn't last on the record. He's still alive. He was
Oh, Elroy.
Elroy Allison.
Mm-hmm. He helped everybody too,
yeah,
farm-wise.
He sure did.
He sure did.
Okay.
He put himself out, I tell you. Yeah, I would say the same people.
I don't think Martin would have the high school it has today if it opened to Russell Island.
No, I'm sure they wouldn't.
Okay. Thank you.